Tonight, our musical comedy theater is crowded and crammed from the back row of the Circle right down to the boxes, where latecomers have paid willingly for the privilege of obtaining a rear chair and a strictly oblique view of the performance. But they will be richly rewarded, for this is the most melodious of all musical comedies, André Messager's Véronique. The electrician on the perch picks up the conductor with a spotlight. The chatter dies, and the Véronique overture begins. As the curtain rises, the scene that greets us is the flower shop of that sprightly Parisian, Monsieur Coquenard, on the Boulevard de la Madeleine. There are flowers on the counter, flowers piled high in baskets, but the loveliest flowers of them all are the young ladies who work for Monsieur Coquenard. Irma, Sophie, Eloise, Elisa, Celeste, and others beside. At the moment, they're clustering around a homely young fellow called Seraphim, who is manservant to the lovely and aristocratic Hélène de Solange. This afternoon, Seraphim is to be married, so the flower girls pin a white gardenia in his buttonhole, and they and the customers wish him well.
Please, so we want it, we may want it to congratulate you. If it will not entertain you on your happy wedding day, really, we can't help observing you're a dream of many friends. We know many handsome men. What a lucky girl is she, who is soon your wife to be.
I am much obliged to you, dear. That is my opinion too, dear.
We mustn't let him see us now. Oh, isn't he a simple gent? He takes it every compliment and can't see its only charm.
Well, nicer girls I never met, such a welcome I seldom get. Your friendliness is such, really moved me very much. It moved me very much.
Please, sir, we hope you may find merit in the treasure places. Sugar cream and lots of kisses, that is if you so enjoy. Turtle doves, when they are nesting, will not be a patch on you. You are sure to be let go in a manner interesting. Oh, lucky girl is she, who is soon your wife to be.
I am much obliged to you, dear. That is my opinion too, dear.
We mustn't let him see us love. Oh, isn't he a simple gent? He takes it every compliment and can't see its only charm.
Well, nicer girls I never met, such a welcome I seldom get. Your friendliness is such a thing, it moves me very much. It moves me very much.
Monsieur Coquenard's wife, Agathe, in the best tradition of French musical comedies, has a lover, the handsome, philandering Count Florestan de Valancourt. And while for most of us love is an agreeable pastime, for Florestan it is something more. It is a career. But Florestan is engaged to marry Hélène de Solange, a marriage of convenience arranged by the king and queen. So, when she arrives on the scene with her aunt, Hermance, to choose the flowers she will wear tonight at the ball in the Tuileries, there is considerable consternation. Tonight she will be formally introduced to her betrothed, but she has never actually met the gentleman. And now here he is in a flower shop, holding hands with the proprietress. Shame on him. We must hide, says Aunt Emerance. That balcony up there will do. So quick, Hélène, up the stairs. They lift up their skirts and up they scamper. Just in time to hear Agathe beseeching Florestan, her Florestan, not to leave her. This strictly confidential tete-a-tete between Agathe and Florestan is overheard. Eavesdroppers hear nothing but ill of themselves, and Hélène hears Florestan describe her, the fiancée he has never met, as a dowdy frump with two sandy pigtails down her back. She'll show him she's a frump. She'll show him Sandy Pigtails. She'll get even with him. But how? She hears Agathe and Florestan discussing some arrangements for the afternoon. Florestan is taking Madame Coquenard and the girls out to Romainville for a picnic lunch, French fashion. That gives Helene an idea. Auntie, you and I will disguise ourselves as flower girls and go along for the ride, and then we'll see some fun. And so the fun begins in earnest. At the table next to the Coquenard's party, Seraphin, the manservant, is having his wedding breakfast with his bride, Denise, and her aunt, Benoit, whose proud boast it is that she has 24 children, two of them twins, dear, and all out in the world and doing well. The flower girls offer her a bunch of lettuce leaves and then announce their intention of playing hide-and-seek, French fashion, in the forest. But Agathe warns them to beware of the apple trees, for remember what happened to Eve, girls. At the mention of apples, the orchestra strikes up, and from Agathe, we now hear the song of the apple tree.
One day, neath an apple tree, laden with blossoms of early spring, there sat a disconsolate maiden who wondered what fortune might bring. A young man met with chance to wander with no one his footsteps to guide. And seeing the hill over yonder, he came and sat down by her side. He noticed her eyes were as blue as the skies, and one little cheek you could see was pink, don't you know, yet as white as the snow, like the bloom on the apple tree.
Scamper off into the wings on their way to the woods, and the stage is clear for the appearance of Helene and Florestan and that memorable duet the audience has been eagerly awaiting. Helene, sitting on a milk-white donkey, looks charming in her flower girl costume. She tells Florestan that her name is Veronique, and as he leads her in, it is obvious that the young man, little suspecting her real identity, is completely captivated by her beauty. And happily they sing of that dear little donkey.
Never slipping, never tripping, dear little donkey, trotting here and there. Take care a bunch of carrots, soon shall be your care.
Trot here and there,
take care, never slipping, never tripping, dear little donkey, trotting here and there. Take care a bunch of carrots, soon shall be your care. Smile, very sad and mournful.
there a bunch of cadets who should be your fare.
Out here and there,
out here and there, tippy-tippy-care, never slipping, never tripping. Dear little donkey, trotting here and there, take care a bunch of cadets who should be your fare.
I've roamed the wind of many a treasure, blossoms fair and sweet to smell.
And with a greed beyond all measure, she has plucked my heart as well. Never slipping, never tripping, dear little donkey, trotting here and there, take care a bunch of carrots who shall be your fare.
Trot here and there, take care,
never slipping, never tripping, dear little donkey, trotting here and there, take care a bunch of carrots who shall be your fare.
As the music dies away, Florestan takes Helene in his arms, and a big sigh goes up from the gallery girls. He seats her on the rustic swing, garlanded with wildflowers, and rocks her gently to and fro, while the stage crew and the flies release a shower of paper petals and, a little nervously, a flock of white pigeons. She taunts him with being unfaithful to the girl to whom he will be officially betrothed tonight at the Tuileries. She playfully slaps his face. No, playfully. Better. And so he swings her high and swings her low to the lilting music of the swing song. Swing song, which incidentally is really a duet, and here it is.
You are laughing, but tell me why.
When I laugh, sir, why should you mind?
You're amused because I sigh. Pity now on me bestow, I never loved until today.
Receiving your repeat, I know the same words to your fiancé.
My fiancé?
Ah, yes, indeed. Your fiancé, to her you'll whisper soft and low the compliments you pay.
He will not be the same as you. So charming that I'll swear. For will she have your eyes of blue, your voice that is so sweet to hear?
Oh, very well, but you know one can never tell.
For I vow that now I have met you, Veronique, I shall not forget you.
I will show how soon we shall see.
Oh,
She thanks him prettily for swinging her and vanishes. And that's the last that Florestan ever sees of his little flower girl, Veronique. For when he next meets her, she will reveal herself as Helene de Solange, the girl he has contracted to marry. But that's later. And now we see the splendor of a ball in progress at the Tuileries, with gilt and brocade, fans and fauteuils, and champagne and chandeliers. The ladies-in-waiting standing grouped around the stage, bemoaning the fate of ladies who must wait. And Ermelance, who possibly has had to wait longer than the other ladies, being 40-odd, feels like singing a sad little song about men who love and run away, and women who are left lamenting. Quelle tristesse. However, Seraphine comes to light and sings instead.
Like a bee to the garden of roses, comes a man to the garden of love, to flit round its daintiest posies, and have the petals above. Oh, garden so sweet and so sunny, oh, roses so red and rare, he will gather his fill of your honey, and he sent to flowers more fair. For man may come and go his way, intent on you in a dove, but woman give her heart away. She loves, she loves but once, and flies away honey laden from the rose that has yielded her score. So the man wins the heart of a maiden and comes at her bidding no more. The world and its witchery stifle, ambition and rivalry call. For love to a man is a trifle, but love to a woman is all. For man may love and go his way, intent on new endeavor, but woman gives
is Helene now, in a magnificent ball gown, accompanied by her aunt. For her, it is an exciting moment. What will Florestan say when he recognizes her as the flower girl he flirted with in the forest of Romainville? But something seems to have delayed the gentleman, and Helene, too, learns the anguish of waiting.
Auntie, please tell me the truth, and say what you think of the way I am dressed. What has been helping nature and you? For I've tried very hard to appear at my best. Take a good look, I shan't be content with a candid opinion. You don't ask, many a weary hour have I spent parading beside my looking glass. While I'm waiting, my heart
Next to arrive at the ball is Monsieur Coquenard. With him is Hermance, and simultaneously they recognize Helene and Agathe as the two flower girls who accompanied them to the picnic. Small little world, says Coquenard. Downright stuffy, says Agathe, and all burst into song on the subject of this strange situation. Situation follows when Florestan finally arrives and is brought face to face with his bride and learns that she is the one and the same with his beloved little Veronique. Ah, happy day. So ring those wedding bells, and while you're at it, ring down the curtain. House lights come up now, and the musical comedy audience, refreshed and exhilarated by the music of Massage, swarms out into the night for trams, trains, taxis, and the last bus home.